Okay, so we as our introduction said, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes in the ethics rules and related rules over the last year or so. I guess it's been 2 years since the last conference, so we have a little bit of time to cover. But we've chosen three areas. I'm hoping we'll have time to get to the third. We certainly want to focus on the first and certainly the second because there were developments in that area just earlier this week. The Schaeffler case was decided by the Second Circuit, so we will talk about that. So we're going to start by talking about changes in the scope of the IRS authority to regulate practitioners. There have been a number of cases in this area, primarily Loving and Ridgely, dealing with the IRS's authority to regulate, and they relate to our obligations under Circular 230 and the IRS's ability to enforce those rules. Then we're going to move on to a couple of issues in the area of discovery rules having to do with work product doctrine and with the privilege issues. Some of the cases I've highlighted there are the Schaeffler case. Again, that was decided. The slides are a little old at this point because the case was decided by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals this week. The AD investment opinion of the tax court and an order of the tax court, Eaton, that deal with waivers of privilege. And then finally, we'll talk about some of the changes to Circular 230 itself. In the way of just a little bit of an introduction, let me just give you a bit of an overview of what the sources of professional regulations are, what applies to you. And a number of things. The first category would be, of course, for lawyers. Lawyers are subject to the rules for practice modeled after the model rules of the ABA, the model rules of professional conduct.